Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, I break down the process of manifestation, concrete, tangible, and actionable steps so that you're not able to only able to understand these beautiful concepts, but you can go on to apply them to your circumstances so that you can be, do, or have anything you desire, so that you can really start to create the reality, the life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels amazing. When your head hits the pillow every night, you're just filled with so much gratitude and awe around this beautiful life that you have created for yourself. If you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notifications when I upload new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. So beyond grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. And as I record this episode, I'm just coming off an adrenaline high, a week-long adrenaline high. It's just been such a whirlwind of a week in the most beautiful of a ways. And really one of those weeks where I felt like I was living in one of my answered prayers. So much that I've been manifesting unfolded in real time, and it just blew me away. And so I just got back from Sri Lanka and I was flown down there to give a couple of talks on manifestation. And I did a couple whereby I was speaking about what the process of manifestation entails, but really where the shifts have to happen in order to create those massive levels of success, how to unlock new levels of joy and fulfillment. And believe it or not, I ended up speaking in front of 80 people and it felt so surreal on so many levels. And like I said, I felt like I was living in an answered prayer. And there were so many moments during the few days that I was there where I had to pinch myself and I really had to ground myself. Like, this is real. This is not something that is too good to be true. It is true. And, you know, to be able to talk in certain rooms with a certain caliber of people and to be seen as credible and to, you know, to be able to make such a meaningful impact, get paid to talk about what I love, to be able to combine travel and work, so much of this, it started off as intentions I wrote down in my journal, having zero idea how it would unfold, how I would make this a reality, because it seemed so far-fetched, like I was asking for too much, but I allowed myself to even entertain the idea. And, you know, the feedback that I've received is also beyond anything I could have asked for. And I'm so thankful. And it's way more satisfying than anything I could have imagined. And I share this because I want you to see what is possible for you too. So often we go on a social media or we type in a few words on Google and we see people's end result or we see them having received the manifestation, and it's so easy to look at them in a state of awe or wonder how some people are so lucky and they get a big break. But we forget that this is years in the making. We forget all the efforts that led them to this moment. And it's really about now investing your efforts where it matters. And I share this with you because I know in your heart, you have at least one desire that is massive that you would like to manifest for yourself. It might seem far-fetched. You might feel like you're putting in the work, but you're not getting it. But again, no matter how big your ego is telling you a desire is, it is possible to manifest. But like I said, now it's about investing your efforts where it matters and getting out of that victim mindset that other people have it easy or other people are so lucky. And the irony is that a lot of the talk what I was discussing during my talks was how to move past fear and imposter syndrome in order to unlock new levels of growth and fulfillment, both personally and professionally. And it was so timely and so relevant because it's exactly what I've had to do over the last couple of years in order to get to this place. And People ask me all the time, like, do you, because this is what the work you do with your clients, do you ever get imposter syndrome? Every single day I get imposter syndrome. I remember when I was getting certified as a life coach back in 2018, as much as there was one part of me that was excited to be certified and to eventually work with clients, there was another part of me questioning, what's the point of this? Who would sign up to work with me? Why would someone want to work with me? How would I make enough revenue doing this? Where would I get clients from? And that's for all of us. We have two parts of our mind. We have our higher self that knows that if we are able to create a vision, it means it's possible to manifest. But then we have our ego. We have our ego that is designed to keep us safe. And so it spews up all these false narratives and limitations as a reason for us to not take action. And it's really about now deciding to lean into the former and starting to not let your current circumstances be the reason you don't go after what you want, because your current circumstances are just an indication, are just feedback of who you've always been. They're not an indication of what is possible for you. And also, it's so important as you continue on your journey to keep reminding yourself that what you see on Instagram, what you read, what you hear, when it comes to other people who manifested big desires, you are just seeing the tip of the iceberg. You are just seeing the outcome of years of that person pouring energy and effort and creating so much momentum in the direction of their desire, even though their current circumstances was telling them something else. And in terms of my manifestation of being able to have such an amazing opportunity to speak to so many people and just feel like I was able to make an impact, but also make great money, travel in the process, and just build the most exceptional connections and relationships. That is the end product of years of working on myself and showing up irrespective. What you don't see is me putting up a relentless amount of content, even when I wasn't always getting the external validation or instant gratification. I see this all the time. People starting off in the online space, creating a social media account, and they're not getting enough likes, or people aren't DMing them, and suddenly it's like they throw in the towel. Trust me, there have been many times that I put a post, I haven't gotten as many likes that I thought I would. I've shared countless Insta stories, putting out detail by programs, and not every time I do so, someone reaches out, but I keep going because I know that it's all leading me in the direction I want to go. What you don't see is me constantly putting in the reps to get that moment, because it's really nice to say, oh, speaking in front of an audience of 80 people, but I had to get to that level of within myself whereby I had the confidence, courage, and I was able to articulate my ideas in a certain manner. And that meant recording 268, I'm sure this is like what, 270 by now, podcast episodes, doing countless lives on Instagram to get even more comfortable talking in front of a camera, choosing to speak to smaller audiences as a way to get me to be comfortable to speak to even bigger audiences, being brave enough to lean into my fear of public speaking. I've shared this before, but public speaking used to terrify me. My face would heat up, I would sweat, I would stutter, I'd have butterflies in my stomach, and I was a wreck. But I also realized that if I want my business to go to the next level, I have to lean into this fear, because this fear is an opportunity for me to grow and expand into a new version of myself. And by leaning into this fear of public speaking, I also showed the universe that I was ready for the opportunity that I was manifesting for myself. More stuff that you don't see is the deeper levels of vulnerability I've had to tap into over the years by constantly putting myself out there continuously. Working with a public speaking coach over the summer, I hired a public speaking coach online to help me become better at articulating my ideas. What more that you don't see is me actually going out and creating my own opportunities, whether it's hosting masterclasses, hosting talks for the other people could sign up for. But the more we wait for something to come towards us, we're only going to receive more reasons to wait. And so it's really about asking yourself, how can I start to, rather than wait for someone or something or this big opportunity to land in my lap, how can I, in small ways, start to create that opportunity for myself? So I'll give you an example that's totally separate to this, but let's say that you're manifesting traveling to a certain country, a new country that's been on your vision board for years. Okay, how can I create that opportunity, even though right now it feels like it's so expensive to go there or whatever other limitations are coming up? Okay, well, in your current city that you're living in, can you start to approach it like a tourist? We get so caught up in ruts, going to the same coffee shop, same restaurants, doing the same routines. But if you are traveling a new place, you'd spark that adventurous spirit with you. You'd want to explore. You'd want to try new things. Start doing that in the city you're living in, because in the process, you're also aligning to that version of you who is in that new destination. And the biggest thing that you don't see is also the amount of self-concept work and changing my identity, changing how I self-identify. This is the part of manifestation, which I cannot stress enough, that if you really want to manifest those big desires, you have got to change how you see yourself, how you perceive yourself, and how you present yourself. The way you see yourself, your self-image, is exactly how the world around you sees you. So if you want to be seen as credible, if you want to be seen as worthy, if you want to be seen as the best person for the particular role, see that within yourself. Because the more you wait for that validation, but you don't allow yourself to see that within yourself, you're only going to attract more people who also second guess you and who also doubt you. Another big one that you don't see that comes with every big manifestation is choosing, making the conscious choice to regulate my nervous system every single day. I do not miss a beat. I am so consistent with pouring into my nervous system. It might change every day because I'm all about flexible consistency, but no matter where in the world I am, no matter how busy my life gets, I will prioritize regulating my nervous system more than ever. Because here's the thing, is that our desires, they lie in the unknown. And most of us are terrified of the unknown because we associate it with discomfort. That's how our egos perceive any unknown territory. And so that's why most of us are living in the with the expectation of the worst case scenario, waiting for the shoe to drop. And in the process, we're also resisting the unknown, which means we're also resisting our desire. And that's the energy the universe is responding to. And by regulating your nervous system and getting grounded and so secure within yourself, not only are you creating an internal expansion of safety within yourself, but when it comes to being open and ready to new opportunities to the unknown, you're in a state of receptivity. And now the universe is going to respond with a completely different outcome. I can go on and on, but this is just, like I said, this is just the tip of the iceberg, the big manifestation, all the behind the scenes. It all led me to this moment. And I remember, I was actually reflecting on this, is I remember back in 2018, I hosted a talk in Bombay. It was on self-love. It was on Valentine's Day. And I remember when I was putting it out, I thought it would be so successful that people would be lining up to want to join, and I would be sold out within a day or two of putting it out there. This is sometimes our egos get the best of us, and it's not in the it's in a very entitled manner. And so I put it out there and whatnot, and I had 5 people sign up. I'm not gonna, and one of them was my best friend, who is my forever support. She's unconditional with how she supports me, and I'm so grateful. And I remember my ego was crushed. I still went ahead with it because thank God there was something within me. It was like, it doesn't matter whether it's 5 people, 50 people. You set this intention, go ahead with it. But here's the thing, is for a lot of people, when they get a fraction of what they're asking for, they A, make it mean that this is not for them and maybe they should try something new. But what if this is just the starting point to something bigger in store? And I remember I showed up for that talk for 5 people the same way I would have showed up if I was talking in front of 50 people. And in hindsight, had 50 people signed up like I had hoped, I would not have been ready. I was still so terrified of talking in front of people and whatnot that I probably wouldn't have been able to deliver my content in a way that could have made a meaningful impact. And so in fact, as much as my ego thought I wanted 50 people, the universe gave me exactly what I could handle at that stage in my journey. And I remember in 2019, I did a bunch of talks, and while they were all very successful, for the most part, one of the feedback I got was that I spoke too fast. And I know I spoke too fast because that the nerves were getting the best of me. And rather than let that feedback or critique cripple me and stop me from moving forward, and again, create a story that maybe I'm just not meant to be on stage and talking in front of an audience, I was humble enough to graciously accept it and use it as a catalyst to get better, to become more conscious, and to slow down when I'm talking. And as a result, I only got better when it came to talking from an audience. And I'm sharing all this with you because this journey towards where you are and where you want to be, it's not linear. They're going to be ups, they're going to be downs, they're going to be deviations, they're going to be uncomfortable moments. But it's really about leaning in and saying, okay, who am I going to be? Am I going to show up as I've always shown up? Or can I now start to use this as an opportunity to step into a new version of myself? Because when I lean into the latter, that's when I'm now actually aligning with the outcome I'm creating. And also when I get that desire, it's going to be so much more satisfying, because as much as you want that instant gratification, you want your desire right now. Right now, you're not an energetic match for it. And so you'll either self-sabotage it when it, if it were to come to you right now, because you're not ready to receive it, or it would not be as satisfying. You might get that temporary dopamine high that, hey, I got what I want. And but then within a few days, you're going to look for something else to fill that void, because you haven't done the work to fill that void within yourself. And, you know, it's so easy on to scroll on social media and to get fooled by what people choose to show us. But I can't stress enough that you have to remember that nobody gets their desires handed on a silver plate. Manifestation is not about writing a list and then just sitting back and doing nothing. It requires effort. It requires consistency. It requires shutting down your ego. It requires vulnerability to another level. Someone who manifested a man who loves them unconditionally, they had to choose to learn how to love themselves even on their loneliest of days. Someone who miraculously healed from a health issue, they had to choose to trust even on their darkest of days. The person on Instagram whose body you're gawking at and thinking, wow, she looks insane, that person, she chose to order a piece of fish when everyone around her was indulging in pizza and fries. And in the past, I would have said that expecting results without effort is a sense of entitlement. But I don't even think it's a matter of entitlement anymore, as much as it's being that expecting to get your desire without actually changing who you are, without doing, putting in the effort, is you're just missing the point of manifestation. And I say that with so much love. If I didn't have love behind this episode, I wouldn't be taking the time out to record it. But really, if you think you're going to get your desire without putting in the work, you're missing the whole point of manifestation. Manifestation is the process of becoming a new version of yourself, with the knowingness that as I change, my reality is going to shift, because my life is nothing more than a mirror reflection of me. And so if I want to experience a new outcome, I need to become the change first. In order to access a new reality, I need to become a new version of myself. In order to expand my reality, I need to first step in to a more expansive version of myself. When I change, everything changes. And like I said, your reality is nothing more than a byproduct of your state of being. It's just feedback of how you're showing up. And if you don't like certain parts, again, treat it like feedback. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get what you want, but it just means that, or it's not an indication of what's possible for you. It just means that, hey, there's a part of you that's not in alignment with the outcome you're creating, and that therefore it's not going to feel satisfying when you get it at this state. So can you just change? Can you level up and heal this wound, or allow yourself to become more expansive so that A, you're matched to what you're calling in, and B, it's going to feel so rich and satisfying and so delicious on so many levels. And before I wrap up this episode, I want to read a message that a client of mine sent to me on Thursday. So we've been working together now for just over 4 years. And she reached out to me when she was at rock bottom, severe alcohol issues, food issues, body issues, anxiety issues, stress issues, the works. And she was brave enough to get supported. And here's where she's at today. I'm not going to go into the details of what she's manifested, at least not yet, but I'll read you the message nonetheless. Thank you, my Kush. Wow, what a morning. It was a moment I've dreamt of a trillion times, and I cut that dreaming thought short because I was so scared it would never happen for me until we started working together. Then I allowed myself to believe and have the faith, and this morning that dream came true. With my own eyes and ears, it came true. The level of vulnerability that was required in order for her to acknowledge that she needed help and then to actually get that help, that is what led her to this moment. Had she stayed stuck where she was when she first reached out to me, this desire, she would not be experiencing it right now. And I can share with you countless other stories in terms of the behind the scenes of what you don't see when it comes to manifestation. But if there's anything I want you to take from this episode, it is that your dream reality that you so badly want, that you've written down in your journal, that you've maybe visualized, it's there, it's available. But you got to first show up for yourself, like really show up. And yeah, it is uncomfortable. It's so much easier to do what you've always done. But the satisfaction, the joy, the growth that comes as a result of leaning into that discomfort, it is so freaking worth it. And I'm so grateful to the former version of myself who showed up for herself and who continues to show up for herself, because every day I wake up with so much joy and so much gratitude and so much excitement for what is to come. And more than even having this opportunity to speak to such a large audience and for it to have gone off way better than I could have asked for, what's even more amazing for me right now is the deeper conviction and faith that I have built as a result, the deeper level of faith I've built in the process of manifestation, and also the heightened level of excitement that I'm now embodying, I'm now walking with for what is to come over the next 11 or so months of 2024. Because if this is how the year has started, and if this is how things could have panned out for me, I know that as long as I'm willing to show up and stay committed to becoming an even more expansive version of myself, my life is only going to blow me away. And not only that, I know it's all going to happen in a way that's so much more satisfying than I can even imagine at this point. And so if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushpoo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushpoo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.